Here we are at the end of one of the strangest weeks in America's history. And brace yourself, there's more weirdness ahead. Bad news is dominating the cycle, and there's more bad news ahead for America. Is it too soon to start looking for the good vibes in the news? I mean, is that expecting too much?
Live from various undisclosed locations via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This morning, it's our Friday free-for-all. Panelists Jim Wiesmeyer, Pam Johnson, and Sean Haney. I'm Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Laurie.
All right, Davis, how you doing, buddy?
What's the sitch over there, Brosif?
Well, we're doing okay. I think maybe my signal is a little stronger than what yours is this morning. I didn't know that you were into that, you know, that electric beat dance thing as much as you are, but it sounds really cool.
I'm all about the electric beats.
That's it. That's it. We may ask.
Is that what you're after?
Yes. Yes. Oh, my gosh. Welcome. Uh-huh. Welcome to AgriTalk. This is the free-for-all. We're going to have quite the discussion going in today's free-for-all with Wiesmeyer, Haney, and Johnson. We've got a lot on the list that we want to cover. And I'm just going to warn you, there's not a lot of good news in the topics that we're going to be covering today. The livestock industry is suffering about as bad as I've ever seen it. The dairy industry is dumping milk crazy. And it's not just the Northeast. It's not just the Midwest. It's not just the West Coast. It's not just the Southwest. I don't care where you're listening from. Hell, they're dumping milk in Florida.
I saw that too. Yeah.
This
That's heartbreaking.
Is, it is. It's heartbreaking is exactly right. You look at what's happening with some of the uncertainty that's going on in the protein markets in general. We're going to address that. We are going to talk about the Small Business Administration's program that is launching. We are going to talk about the potential for additional aid coming to agriculture. We are going to talk ethanol, and it's tough to find the good news there. But you know what? By the time everything is said and done, Davis, we're going to also talk about what this looks like on the other side. What does the recovery look like? I'm going to challenge Jim. I'm going to challenge Pam. And I'm going to challenge Sean to jump out there and think about what this looks like when the recovery begins. And we'll get to that in the final segment of today's show. So we're gonna end this on an upbeat, buddy.
Yeah, we've at least got a mix of colors on my quote screen. We've got a little green there in the wheat market, and even the feeder cattle are higher. Some back months are higher in the live cattle. I would love it if we could hold on to that into the close today.
Exactly. I would love to be able to hold on to that as well. And we need some relief on those cattle trade and on the hog trade. We definitely need it. We've got the Dow off about 250 points right now. And, you know, in today's world, that's a yawner.
Right. That's not too bad.
That's right. Let's give it a shot. Hit us with some news.
You bet. Well, after posting the biggest daily price hike on record yesterday, crude oil prices fluctuated before turning higher as the day session opened. Officials from Saudi Arabia say their kingdom will consider substantial production cuts if other G20 nations agree to follow suit. President Trump is scheduled to meet with U.S. oil producers, including chief execs from the likes of Exxon and Chevron, today. The OPEC Plus organization will meet with members on Monday. Although the top advisors have advised against it, the president is said to be mulling tariffs on foreign oil imports as a means of protecting U.S. oil interests. Worldwide, oil demand has fallen off by as much as 30 million barrels per day. Chip, that's a number that roughly equals daily output from Saudi Arabia, Russia, and the United States combined.
Yeah. Let's see how this ends up.
Right?
You know what I mean? This feels like, okay, there may be some progress made. There may be some sanity coming back to this situation.
Right.
But I don't want to give them that much credit. Davis.
Jeez. Okay.
Am I wrong?
No, not at all. Not at all. Maintain skepticism just a little bit. Well, forecasting firm IHS Market projects the loss of as many as 14 million jobs by December based on expectations unemployment will continue to fall through the summer months. The firm suggested the recovery could be much quicker than in previous downturns, saying they believe unemployment may return to early 2020 levels by the fall of 2022. And Chip, as you mentioned, business owners can today begin to apply for the government's $349 billion Small Business Administration loans. While some initial glitches are expected, the loans are forgivable so long as the businesses maintain their workforce and use the funds to cover business expenses like rent and utilities. Right. This is interesting. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue is fielding requests from dairy producers to allow them to enter the dairy margin coverage program given current market conditions. Despite the enrollment period being long past, the dairy price environment was much different at the time of sign up, prompting officials to consider reopening enrollment. What do you make of that, buddy?
Well, it would be precedent setting. I want to talk to Wiesmeyer about this one because I think there is some possibility that they may allow this, but I want to get Jim's take on it. It would be precedent setting to do something like this.
Yep. One more real quick. Grupo Modelo, part of brewing giant AB InBev, says it will shutter production of Corona beer as the Mexican government has deemed the operation non-essential. Chip.
Oh, geez. I don't even want
to. Lime demand set to plummet.
That's right. That's right. Thanks, Davis. Let's bring in Jennifer Shike.
You bet.
Jennifer is the editor of Farm Journal's Pork. How you doing, Jennifer?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So this week we found out that China had another case of African swine fever, and I know that it's an ongoing battle to keep it out of this country, Jennifer, because it would cost the industry is under stress right now. If that would happen now, oh my gosh.
Absolutely. I think there's concern out there that we don't take our eye off of African swine fever, because the reality is that a new study just came out this week that Iowa State economists were working on. And basically, they looked at two different scenarios. They compared what would happen if we had ASF break out in the U.S. and we were able to get it under control within 2 years and get things back to exports within 2 years versus if we are not able to control the disease and it would like get out into the feral hog population.
Right.
And that difference is basically a $15 billion loss over 2 years if we were able to get things cleaned up versus a $50 billion loss if we were not able to get the disease cleaned up and it went out into that feral population. And so that's a big difference of dollars there. And so it's a huge importance.
Well, it's huge importance, but the most optimistic outlook is a $15 billion loss.
Sure. Yeah. Better to keep it out altogether, of course. And so, that's
absolutely
why it's just so important to keep that biosecurity.
Absolutely. Jennifer, thank you. Appreciate it. That is Jennifer Shike, the editor of Farm Journal Pork. Free for all next.
AgriTalk is brought to you by Precision Planting, provider of practical and effective precision ag technologies to help make farmers smarter every season. Learn more at precisionplanting.com.
This just in from the front lines of the fight against tough weeds in soybean fields. Growers have taken the next step with the ultimate secret weapon. Fierce brand herbicides from Valent USA. These pre-emergence herbicides protect soybean fields with multiple effective modes of action, residual control that lasts up to 8 weeks, and fierce resistance management to help you win the battle against resistant weeds and the war. Ask your retailer or visit valent.com/fierce to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions.
Weeds want to restrict your freedom and crush the spirit of your crops. Never fear. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of superior weed control is here with Liberty Herbicide. Stand proud with greater application flexibility, unmatched convenience, and excellent performance combined with the Liberty Link, Liberty Link GT27, and Enlist trait systems. And it has no known resistance in U.S. row crops. Talk with your BASF rep or authorized retailer about Liberty Herbicide. Always read and follow label directions.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-806-9013.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-806-9013. That's 800-806-9013.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
Then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
A social distancing tip.
Putting distance between yourself and others is critical to slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are ways to stay in contact without the physical contact part. Call, send a text, set up a video conference, post on social media, dedicate a song on the radio. If you have symptoms of fever, dry cough, and shortness of breath, call your healthcare provider before going to their office. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Your next piece of equipment is on MachineryPete.com. Search equipment from dealerships across the country to find what you're looking for. Only on MachineryPete.com.
All right. Hey, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start with a shout out to the three on the free-for-all panel today. Wiesmeyer, Haney, and Johnson. It comes from one of them that steps in every now and then. That is Michelle Jones at Big Sky Farm. Her, she says, in a sea of bad news, I'll take the small positives today. Coffee, a pup, and some sunshine. Nice picture, and thank you, Michelle. Thank you for listening, and we'll get you back on again in the not-too-distant future. Okay, I want to start with Haney. And for those of you that are very perceptive, you have picked up that sometimes I am hesitating when I get to Sean and I want to say Shane. There's a couple of things going on here, Haney. Number one, I love calling you Shaney. Okay? There's that. Number two, shout out to Shane, Beth, and Weston. They have been in my prayers for a long time, because of some issues that Weston was dealing with, but everything is good. The little guy is coming on strong. They're still in my prayers, but I, you know, he's been that name Shane has been in my head so much that when I come to you, Shaney, it happens. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good, Charles. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing real good. I appreciate that. You can call me Chuck. You can call me Charlie. You can call, just don't call me late for supper, right?
I know you won't be. Hey, it's great to be here, Chip. Great to be
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely. You know, I said it in the show open that we're at the end of one of the weirdest weeks in America's history. It's been a weird week in Canada, too.
It has been. A lot of the same kind of concerns. Like, we're dealing with a hog plant shutdown, moving into week two of it out in Quebec. They're claiming force majeure on the Ontario supply of those pigs. Like, you know, 20,000 Ontario pigs a week go into Quebec. I'll tell you, Chipper, I know we're going to get to it. This whole entire protein complex has me, man, sleepless. Like, it's just, it's real concerning.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And you're right. We will get to it. Pam Johnson up in Northeast Iowa. Pam, it's good to talk with you again. How you holding up?
Pretty good.
All right. What are you doing to stay connected?
Well, the usual, but a lot more calling people now, or, you know, social media. I think what keeps me sane is the ability to get outside and work, and not with farm work yet, but just go out for a walk. You know, I can do that without running into people. And just trying to get my a proper dose of the news, because it is pretty depressing.
Yeah, it can be. It can be. I found myself yesterday having to kind of meter it in. I really did, because everything that you looked at was it was so easy to go to the worst case scenario in anticipating what that piece of news might mean. And when we are when we're into this kind of a situation, Pam, boy, it's real easy to get yourself down. So that's why we've got to start looking for some of the good vibes that are happening out there.
Yeah, and I heard somebody say, you know, this is like going through typical grief when you have a big loss, because this is a big loss for all of us. There's so much uncertainty. The things we counted on before, not there. We see people suffering. And so, you know, the stages of grief, as a student nurse, I learned what they are. It's denial and anger, depression, bargaining, and acceptance. And you don't go through that linearly. You cycle in and out of it. And I think that's what I'm feeling and a lot of other people are feeling right now.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right, let's bring in Jim Wiesmeyer, Pro Farmer Policy Analyst. How you doing, bud?
Pretty good.
Good, good, good. So you're out there in one of the more populous areas of the four of us on the panel here. How's the community taking it?
So far, so good. Virginia has only, I think, 200 cases, and I think we've taken it to heart to stay in the homes. I have younger friends that have delivered groceries to me, so I really appreciate that, because the doctor has said, "Do not leave your house."
Yeah. All right. Well, it sounds like you're listening to him.
Yes, I am. Yes,
I assumed him. I shouldn't have done that, listening to your doctor. So, all right, good stuff. Let's get into it. Jim, here we are, the SBA, the Small Business Administration, the loan program. The details were, I call them details, but we're still lacking some of the details that are very much needed to get these banks rolling out the money to the small businesses.
Yes, and we only had the interim final rule, Chip, on these programs last evening. And I'm not going to browbeat the banks. It's easy to do that. But
no.
But they need to see the language and what their strategy is to implement this huge rushed program. So it's going to take a while. As I said in copy today, there's 349 billion questions about that program. But overall, well, let's give it a week or so to see how it pans out. And I'll trust me, lawmakers, they know the intent for the ag sector was to even qualify for what we call the EIDL, the
right.
Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program, even though the forms say they're not. So
yep.
That'll be taken care of later on. But the ag sector does comply, with the eligibility for the, payment protection loan program, Jeff.
Yeah, go all the way back to Tuesday when we had Congressman Mike Conaway on the show in the morning, guys. I asked him very specifically what was the intent of the SBA and the rules, the regulations, and he very clearly said that the congressional intent is that agriculture be eligible for these SBA benefits and the loans and the loan forgiveness. So it's going to, if it's not there yet, it will get there. I am confident of that. And Jim, let's bring Pam back into the conversation here, because Pam, the administration, Congress, banks, everybody, they're rolling out a program in, let's call it 10 days, that would have taken a minimum of 10 weeks if it had been given the time that is really needed for it. But they're going to roll it out there in about 10 days. You got to be impressed by that.
Yeah, I am. But they need to, because
yeah.
I think I read what, 50% of business in America is small business.
Yep.
And you can see it in your own community, those people who cannot go to work. Some of them don't have health insurance anymore. And I shout out to Haney this morning, say, watch Jim Cramer, who said, and I thought he hit it spot on when he said, let's pay people to stay home.
Yeah. Yeah, that it feels like that needs to be done in some cases. And, you know, I don't know if we're talking about just the most vulnerable population has to stay home, the most populated areas need to stay home. I don't know if it's that or if it's everybody. Because
I think it's everybody.
And it's pay with your life if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what's happening in some of the Scandinavian countries. That's, I believe that's kind of the mode they have taken. I think people, I've heard Treasury Secretary Mnuchin on numerous networks basically like begging people to get, like, make sure you're accessing these programs like SBA.
Yeah.
And it sort of reminds me of some of the, in the past, like the dairy risk management programs, like begging, please sign up. And people, for whatever reason, don't.
Right.
And Mnuchin's doing his best to try to get the word out there. Like, guys, this is out there for you to help you. Please, please, please use it.
Right. Right. I got a Facebook notification from somebody this morning that owns a small business. They said in their message out there that they don't have any, benefits coming their way from the CARE Act. And I was scratching my head thinking, no, there's lots of benefits that are available to you. Sent them one of Paul Niefer's posts. We had Paul Niefer on the show yesterday afternoon talking about how the SBA can be used by agriculture, and not just agriculture, but he got into some of the small business benefits that are available in there. And Sean, you are exactly right that Mnuchin is pleading with small business owners to use the program and to take advantage of the program just to stay in business. Because when we get to the end of this, we're going to need those small businesses. We talk about a return to normalcy. We don't return to normal if we don't have those small businesses out there for the goods, services, and products that we have gotten so used to. We're going to talk about the protein sector and the dairy industry next. Don't ag.
In farming, getting things done early has a way of setting you up for success. Like using Corvus for an early season win over weeds. Corvus keeps even the toughest weeds from gaining a foothold. Multiple sites of action deliver superior control of emerged weeds. And later, Corvus reactivates with just a half inch of rain to take out any new weeds that may have sprouted. So get an early season win against weeds with Corvus for end of season rewards. Always read and follow label instructions. Corvus is a restricted use pesticide.
Protect your investment and experience peace of mind with a PowerGuard Protection Plan from John Deere. Offering similar bumper-to-bumper coverage as your original factory warranty, PowerGuard has plans for both residential and commercial machines, from riding lawn equipment and utility tractors to combines and sprayers. With up to 7 years of total coverage available, PowerGuard extended warranties provide flexible monthly and hourly terms along with no or minimal deductibles. Ask your local John Deere dealer today about PowerGuard Protection Plans.
Time for Markets Now with the experts from Pro Farmer.
All right. Joining us now, Pro Farmer editor Brian Grady. Brian, I'm going looking for the plus signs again. I can see some in corn. They're in the back months, but I kind of expected to see a little bit in the front month, too. What's going on?
Yeah, I did too, Chip. We had a big daily sale to China this morning, 567,000 metric tons. Most of that, all but one cargo, was new crop, and that's why you're seeing a little bit of strength in the December contract. But disappointing in the old crop that, one, we're seeing bearish spreading, and two, we dropped to new contract lows in the May. Just disappointing reaction to the big Chinese purchase. Now, keep in mind that's the second large purchase in 2 weeks. Both of them have come on Fridays, announced by USDA, and they total about 1.3 million tons. So China is using the price break to buy U.S. corn.
Yeah. Yeah. And buying that new crop is just pretty strong signal that they see value in the new crop prices, right?
Right. And you know, we kind of always suspected that the soybean purchases, just from a seasonality timing yep. standpoint, would line up with the new crop delivery. I think the corn, that makes sense, too. They just haven't been a big buyer of U.S. corn, so we didn't quite know on that.
Exactly. Okay, what's going on in wheat? Got some solid gains there.
Yeah, more just, you know, we've pulled back pretty significantly in there. More export restrictions around the world. Countries buying for reserves if they're an importer, selling reserves onto the domestic market, and limiting exports if they're an exporter, and that type of thing.
Okay, very good. We've got some mixed trade going on in cattle, some pressure on the nearby support in the back months, mixed in feeders, lower in lean hogs. Thanks, Brian. Have a good weekend, buddy. We'll talk to you later. Pro Farmer Editor Brian Grady on Markets Now.
Save time and capitalize on market opportunities with Pro Farmer's Daily Advice Monitor. Whether on your desktop or on your phone, visit tryprofarmer.com and get a generous 1 month free trial. Pro Farmer only focuses on the news that impacts the market, so you won't scroll through pages of articles to find what's really impacting your business. Plus, get full access to cash bids, charting tools, and more. Visit tryprofarmer.com right now. That's tryprofarmer.com.
A social distancing tip.
While the CDC urges you to avoid close contact, like hugging or shaking hands, there are other non-physical ways to say hello. Wave, wink, use sign language, salute, smile, give the peace sign, throw up an air high five, do jazz hands. Remember, stay a minimum of 6 feet or 2 arms length away from others, and stay home if you can. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors.
I'm Andrew McRae, inviting you to join me for Farming the Countryside, a farmer-focused podcast important to agriculture, and is brought to you by Pivot BioProven. Visit pivotbio.com to find a representative near you.
Dow is up about 300 points now, 315 points. Just want to give you an update to that as well as we restart the free-for-all. Jim Wiesmeyer from Pro Farmer, Sean Haney from Real Agriculture, Real Ag Radio, and Iowa farmer Pam Johnson with us. Pam, you had one more comment that you wanted to add about the social distancing.
Yeah, so it hit hard here. There are 2 cases now in my home county. So before, it always seemed like it was the other or further yeah. away. So my brother said this morning, having most states shelter in place while some of us are free to roam is like having a pee section in a swimming pool.
It really doesn't work that way, does it?
No, and I think, you know, we all want to get this over with. Yeah. And the best way to get it over with is take the short-term pain. And I know a lot of people cannot stay home because they won't get paid or their business is essential. But some of them are just plain stupid out there and out and about like normal, dragging their whole family to Lowe's or Walmart. So if our governor and if our president would say, people, we want to get over this, let's do this for 30 days, I think it would have more teeth.
Okay, interesting. You know, Iowa schools were going to restart on April 13th. Now we're looking at April 30th. Pam, that I thought was should have been another strong message to the people in the state of Iowa that, hey, we've still got problems and more bad news ahead of us.
Yeah, should have, but it hasn't.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's optimistic. Like, you look up here, I think a majority of the provinces now have basically indefinitely, it's pretty much done for the year. So I think having an April number on school reopings in North America is
okay. Let me ask you this, Haney. Do I need to cancel my fishing trip in July?
Oh, see, I think July is that real gray area, Chip. Like, if you said June, I say yes.
Okay.
But if July for me is, I'm not sure. I don't know. Like, I think,
Jim, what have you been hearing on timeline stuff?
Most of the intelligent people say they don't know.
Right.
They just don't know.
Yeah.
That, and look at the people who didn't want to cancel and lose their deposit on the cruise ships.
Yeah.
And went anyway.
How's that look?
Exactly. So
decisions yet to be made on everything.
Yeah. Yeah. And that, I think, is one of the reasons that's one of the reasons that I find this situation as frustrating as it is because every time I sit and I look at a situation, the ethanol industry, the what's going on in the protein sector, the cattle and hogs, I sit down and I look at it and one of the things that I do to help corral my analysis on something that's going on is to start with what's it look like in 30 days? What's it look like in 60 days? Now let's jump out to 180 days. Now let's go out to a year. And that's kind of my process in trying to figure out what is going to happen, when it's going to happen. And I'm struggling with that, Jim.
Let's connect dots. If Sean is right on the timeline for the schools, that gets into your even more downside for the dairy sector and the produce sector that relies so much on the school system. The 30 million small businesses in the U.S. employ half of the private workforce. And some people say they'll need $1 trillion to replace the lost revenue over the next 3 months. And I think it's going to come if the timeline is that, negative. Yeah. There are consequences of the timelines.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And what one of the things that the protein and the dairy industry are showing us right now is just how finely tuned these industries have become over the years, because I heard some of the most dire outlook for the dairy industry come out of the University of Wisconsin earlier this week. I mean the guy was it sounded like it was the end of the dairy industry as we know it, and when we got to the end of it, he said, you know, I hate to say this, but we're going to have to figure out a way to get rid of 4% of our production. 4%.
Nationally or state?
Nationally.
Wow.
Okay, and you hear that, wow. But it's 4%. The average consumer out there, you guys, is hearing that and going, oh, 4%, it's not that big of a deal. But in the dairy industry and in these meat industries, if you get a move of 0.4% in supply or demand, it is a shock to these systems, to the supply systems that are out there. So it's all relative. And Pam, I don't know if I have ever seen a situation like what this hog market is into right now. Just the absolute free fall in prices. Hogs are having a good day today, and they are off $3 in the May contract.
Yeah, you know, we were farrow to finish for 39 years, and we lived through 1998, and this is bigger than that. But I think as we talk about all this stuff, which is just incredibly hard to hear, is that there is light at the end of the tunnel. And look at the stuff that our parents and our grandparents went through. And we're going to get through this too. Things are going to change. And hopefully it brings out the best in us and in the things in our communities and in our own countries and in the world.
Right. Right.
One of my favorite political talk shows yesterday was having a fascinating conversation about comparing people's view of money and talking about how the Great Depression impacted those people that lived through it for the rest of their lives in terms of how they looked at money.
Right.
And will this event impact going forward how people that live through this, how they view money in terms of, you know, debt and saving and how they spend it. And it's a fascinating conversation.
Yeah. And I think we talked about some of this last week on the Free For All when we talked about how the newly discovered appreciation for the truckers in the country and how they fit into the supply system that we've got in place. Jim, when we talk about the shocks to the system that we're talking about, people are still quick to point out that, boy, you know, meat is flying out of the grocery stores, dairy products flying out of the grocery stores, fresh produce, blah, blah, blah. It's all still there. We can still get a hold of it. But, boy, the demand is great at the retail level. They're quick to forget the food service and the impacts there, aren't they?
Absolutely. And anything, you got to feel for the folks that produce perishable products. The disruption in those markets are generating some real lingering problems, Chip. And we've talked about the dairy, the produce sector. A number of groceries, if not most of them, pre-bought. And now they're beginning to see the retail, which some people said was booming dairy sales and produce. Now they're starting to decline because they're stocked up. Right now, we are going to see a major restructuring of many industries after this ends, and it will end. And that includes the dairy. Hell, my first story 46 years ago at Doan Ag Service was on the decline of the dairy industry.
Yeah.
But they're going to feel it, and we're going to restructure because I've got really good people telling me in the dairy industry, so cheese plants are closing down because no one's ordering the cheese they're making. One plant I talked with, over 1 million pounds of milk per day. Class one bottlers have drastically cut their orders. You mentioned massive amounts of milk being dumped. The bottom line, we will see a restructuring of this. We're going to have to rely far less on China for pharmaceuticals, vaccines, etc. And there's a redefinition of, America first.
Yeah.
Yeah. But on those medical supplies, there's a press conference going on right now in Canada with the prime minister, and the media is asking the prime minister what are his thoughts about Trump telling 3M to stop sending masks and ventilator supplies to Canada. That's taken America first to like the maybe past step that I would think is appropriate. I don't know. It's difficult.
Yeah, and the comments from the president of 3M I thought were really good. They were thought out. You're making life decisions in where you are sending those products that 3M is producing right now.
And I think that America First has to be revisited when it became America Alone. And back in high school, remember reading The Ugly American? And we can't afford to be arrogant and only in this for ourselves. Yes, we have to produce some of our own medicines, and there are a lot of changes that have to be made. We also have to be better allies.
We can be better allies and still take care of ourselves.
Yes, and correct. Especially yes. we can be arrogant when it comes to China, because they have been duplicitous by a factor of 10. They are lying on their numbers. Should we not call it the African swine fever because these liberal journalists are taking on Trump for calling it the China virus? So, no, I would never trust China in my life ever again in our healthcare system, because it's too important. And we had too many administrations, Democrat and Republican, relied on China way too much, and that has to end.
And if we don't remind people that they're lying, people might start to think, geez, China handled it. Maybe we need their system.
Find it now at shopfarmjournal.com. Brand new to the shop is the best of tractor tales, as seen each week on U.S. Farm Report. This 2-DVD set features dozens of classic machines and the collectors who bring them back to life. You'll get one DVD that's all green, the best of John Deere. The second DVD includes classics like Alice Chalmers and many more. Buy one DVD for $29.95 or buy the set for $49.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com or call toll-free 877-847-9599. You can find it now at shopfarmjournal.com.
This is Brian Grady, Pro Farmer Editor and AgriTalk Market Analyst, inviting you to get more insight on today's market movers and what to watch tomorrow with Pro Farmer. When you visit profarmer.com/radio, we'll give you 1 month of premium analysis and advice absolutely free. You'll get the perfect blend of the marketing and policy information you need for your farming operation without feeling overwhelmed. Plus, we'll text you when breaking market advice is issued so you never miss a marketing opportunity. Visit profarmer.com/radio to start today. Unbiased and free of advertisements, you'll get our detailed, time-tested advice for cash marketers and futures and options users, along with our premium analysis to give you the information that you need. Visit profarmer.com/radio right now to start your free month. It's fast and easy to start, and there's no long-term commitment.
I'm Zach Johnson, a row crop farmer in Minnesota.
And I'm Mitchell Hora, a farmer in Iowa.
Agriculture has to feed a growing population, and many people want us to pull that off without messing up the environment. So how do we do that?
We're trying to figure that out on our podcast, Fieldwork. Check us out on the AgriTalk app and learn more at fieldworktalk.org.
When weeds get tough, AmVac answers with the power of Impact brand herbicides, proven to control key grasses and tough, glyphosate-resistant broadleaf weeds. Impact is the standard in corn safety. Impact brand herbicides, tough on weeds, not on corn. Get more information at AmVac.com/impact. AmVac, Impact, and Impact ZR trademarks owned by AmVac Chemical Corporation. All rights reserved. Always read and follow label instructions. Impact Z is a restricted-use pesticide.
The sounds of success vary from person to person.
Over to second in time on the first double play.
Success sounds like this to a Credenz soybean grower. When you pick Credenz, you get a precise variety that fits your field. A variety built to work in your soil type and conditions with targeted traits for local pest and disease pressures. Earning the satisfaction of a successful soybean crop? That's smart. Talk to your authorized Credenz retailer or local BASF seed advisor. Always read and follow label directions.
A social distancing tip.
Keeping your distance from others is important in slowing the spread of coronavirus. So here are some fun things to do alone. Read a book. Take a walk. Unpack your suitcase from that trip you took last September. Paint a self-portrait. Catch up on a TV series. Do a puzzle. Remember, we should all stay home to lower the risk for everyone. For more info, visit coronavirus.gov.
Let's all do our part, because we're all hashtag alone together. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-806-9013.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-806-9013. That's 800-806-9013.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Check out NCGA's podcast, Wherever John May Roam. In the latest episode, NCGA CEO John Doggett interviews the CEO of Nutrien Ag Solutions, Mike Frank, on the status of farm inputs amid the COVID-19 coronavirus outbreak. Check it out at ncga.com/stay-informed/media/podcast. Yeah, I wish we could have kept it going too, Jim. But we've got to take those breaks in there. Let's get back to where you were at the end of the last segment, talking about WHO and some of the comments that have come out of the World Health Organization.
Well, the WHO, head of the WHO, should be fired for some of his flagrant comments supporting China. And that's backed by some pretty good people. So it's just unseemly.
You say
the head of the WHO. of having of defending China the way he has been.
Right, right.
Go ahead, Pam. You know, we're talking about America first. And my statement about I think we need to think about the definition of that does not mean that I condone what China does, nor that I'm a communist or a socialist. It means that I think there's a wide spectrum between not holding China accountable and the things that we've seen lately, like people in communities spitting on Chinese Americans or lifting up the racist comments that we've seen happen.
Yeah, no. No. Chinese Americans are Americans. Period. End of story there. And anybody that wants to argue with me on that, don't even start because you're wrong.
Yeah.
The situation is dealing with the government of China. That's what we're talking about here. Haney, what's the attitude that you're picking up in Canada?
On this front, Canada is in this. So this week, Patty Hajdu, our health minister, I think it was yesterday, actually said there is no reason not to to not believe China, which was like, oh my goodness, this is like craziness. But in her defense, Canada is in this weird situation with China where it has been punished for 2 years. For some things it's done and some things that the U.S. has done to China and has been like the Chinese whipping boy. And so they've used COVID as a way to try to reopen trade lanes by complimenting China on how it's tackled COVID, which is just like it makes my stomach hurt because I'm with Jim on the fact that we shouldn't believe any of the numbers on ASF, COVID, whatever. If we want to use Asia as an example, look at how South Korea tackled this. South Korea is a democracy. Okay, it is in a different situation. We need to use South Korea as the example here, not China.
Agreed.
And Chip, let's connect the dots again. Dr. Burke said that was the initial reporting from China that misled her and other experts to think that the COVID would not be as widespread and contagious as it was. That's probably the most important criticism of China that I can say.
Yeah. Yet let's also remember though there was about a month where everybody was looking at this very, very politically on both sides, the left trying to get at the president and the right in total denial that this was even a thing and was a left-wing conspiracy, and people like Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh included. And so that month was a lost month because all we did was look at this politically, and now we're not. And that at least that's a start to getting on the right track.
Okay.
And I think that's the one thing I would really like to see at the end of the tunnel is that there's less of that. And there's more like what the Problem Solvers Caucus does in government in D.C., and that is put aside your political party and work together to solve problems. Really, I would think that's what I hope for.
I hadn't heard about the Problem Solvers Caucus until John Doggett's podcast, the CEO of NCGA, Pam.
Yeah, we had them come in last summer at Corn Congress and talk to us, and then we got to interact with them and ask them questions. And it was one of the most enlightening and reassuring things for me to think that our government can function and that there is hope. And that people do work together, only we don't hear those stories because they're boring. What we hear is everybody fighting each other like reality TV.
Right, right. That's exactly right. Jim, 15 seconds on this. Question from @TomT6165. What does Jim think the odds of DMC reopening? Purdue says no.
If Sonny Perdue goes with what he truly believes, he will not reopen it. And where the industry should be fighting for, Chip, is more direct payment funding via that $9.5 billion supplemental. Bottom line, producers had two chances. They extended the DMC. You'll sign up. It's called moral hazard if he reopens it up.
Yeah.
Colin Peterson was begging people to sign up at the time. Is that the same program?
Calling it no-brainer, said, don't come back to me if you don't get in there and prices go lower. He was spot on then, and he's more accurate now.
And I think you said it sets a precedent. So then are we going to also get to change our minds on farm program payments?
Right. Yes. Will they have to reopen up the ARC PLC sign-up period? See, that's the moral hazard of this.
Right.
Why would you do it for dairy, usually, and not the other commodities?
Okay, we're running out of time here. Pam, 20 seconds. Take me to the other side of this.
I think we've talked about it. There's hope, and we're better off. We're better people. We're a better country, and we're a better world.
Jim.
Think of New York and the area as a country. Once we do the curve down, Chip, that's a major, major news because other sections of the country are better off.
But politically, what do you think it looks like, Jim? On the other
politically?
Side? Yes.
I don't know.
Sean.
Yeah, I think it's people talking about V-shaped recovery. I think we're into a long U. It's going to take a couple years possibly to get back economically where we were before.
You went exactly where I wanted to go, and that's on what the curve looks like. It's not going to be that V-shaped recovery. It feels more like a hockey stick than even a U. It's going to take a long bottom to get this thing settled and get us pointed in the right direction. Good Friday next week, you guys, but we're still going to have a free-for-all for you. We'll get it done for you. Pam, thank you so much. Stay safe.
Yep, thank you. You guys, too.
Yep, Jim, we'll talk to you soon.
Sure.
Sean, stay safe up there, buddy.
All right. Too.
You bet. All right, thank you so much for listening today. Come back this afternoon. We've got Steve Georgie from Allendale.
Planting season is fast approaching. Are you confident your depth is set correctly, or are you assuming your T-handle placement is correct? From seeing thousands of planters across the country, the folks at Precision Planting have found that even when depth setting is the same across the planter, actual planting depth can vary by up to 3/4 of an inch, leading to erratic emergence row by row. A simple block check can be done to avoid this issue. Visit planterexpert.com to find a Precision Planting dealer who can help you get smarter every season and avoid row-to-row variability.
This just in from the front lines of the fight against tough weeds in soybean fields. Growers have taken the next step with the ultimate secret weapon, Fierce Brand herbicides from Valent USA. These pre-emergence herbicides protect soybean fields with multiple effective modes of action, residual control that lasts up to 8 weeks, and fierce resistance management to help you win the battle against resistant weeds and the war. Ask your retailer or visit Valent.com/fierce to learn more. Always read and follow label instructions.